Hi you guys, welcome back to my podcast. In case you don't know me, I am Sukanya Ghosh. I'm 24 years old, studying in Germany, and my passions include videography, taking pictures, traveling, and many more. So in this podcast, I am going to sum up my 2021 and share with you the ups and downs, the happy moments, the crazy moments that has happened with me in the past 1 year. So I moved to Germany. I'm living in Koblenz. When I say that out loud, it still sounds a little weird to me, but yeah, I'm adjusting to the new phase that life has offered to me, and I'm extremely grateful to that. So like, how did it begin? Like, why Germany and why am I living alone? I mean, so many things are there. So let's begin with 2021. So I initially had no idea to, you know, move abroad this year, but then like every junior, I was so done with my corporate life, needed a break from the regular meetings, deadlines, and whatnot. So I thought, what's better way to explore and, you know, live afar and to explore? I'm an explorer, so I wanted to try out new things. So I started applying in the various universities, and then luckily I got through 3 universities, even though I haven't applied to many because, like I said, nothing was pre-planned. So in the end moments, I did all the documentations, all everything, and, you know, got done with it. So by mid-May, I had some confirmation that, yeah, I'm going to be here. So there are 2 days in a year where I feel really, really excited. One is on my birthday, that comes on 1st of May, and another one is Christmas that just went recently. So in my birthday month only, I got confirmation that, yeah, I'm coming to Germany. I have to prepare my visa, pack a lot of stuff, a lot of things were going to happen. A big change is going to happen in my life. I was excited, scared, and also very optimistic that, yeah, this thing is going to work out for me. I'm going to achieve all my dreams, do the things that I love, and whatnot. So I packed my bags, said goodbye to my dear ones, and came here. At first, when I landed in Frankfurt, everything feels so magical. I mean, I still can't express in words the feeling that I got when I looked out of the window and I saw a whole new country, new places, new faces, new building, new architecture, everything so new. I felt so good. But yet, I was so confused, like, what should I do? How do I survive in this country? How will I stay away from my family? There was so much things that was going on with me. Trust me, it felt a little, you know, alien to me, this country. But then, later on, when I started adjusting, things started getting easy. I won't say I have completely adjusted to the new environment, new place. But yeah, I'm going on with it. And I think it's going to take some time, but at the end, I hope this will make sense to me when I look back next year, maybe. All the troubles which I faced, all the good things that happened to me. I always wanted to be an independent girl. Always wanted to be sufficient for myself. And I can say that now that I am independent on my own. I can do stuffs on my own. And that gives a little feeling of accomplishment to me. And that does really makes a difference in my life. But yeah, of course, with all the good things, there will be loneliness that has to come with it, because you know you're living miles apart from your family and you are going to feel down, not once, not twice, but many times. And those times are really hard for you to pass. But then I think you get a lot used to when you are being given the same environment, same thing, and then you have to be like, no, I have to get this shit done, and you know, I have to get up and you know, motivate yourself to do stuffs on your own and then chase your dreams. Like, that's what it is, chasing your dreams. So yeah, this was a little summary of my 2021. I just chased my dreams. I had no such high expectations, but yeah, I just chased my dreams. And I hope that whoever is listening to this, do not stop dreaming. Dreams do come true. And even if it doesn't come true, just chase it. You never know what it might lead to. It might give you another dimension, another path, but that would be good enough for you. Then you will know that, yeah, this is what I want to be. This is where I feel belonged and whatnot. So never stop exploring. Be happy, be creative, and yeah, just wish you guys a very happy new year and talk to you guys soon. Bye.